Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy, and also the book of Titus. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministry before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. And Titus was an administrator over a network of several churches on the island of Crete, for whom was established by Paul. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously brought up was spiritual maturity over natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. According to both the other books of the New Testament and historical and scholarly information, the two major groups that Paul could have been warning them about was the Judaizers and the teachings of the Gnostic mythology and belief systems. The Judaizers were a group of Christian Jews who believed any of the new Gentile converts should first follow and convert to Judaism and follow all their customs, especially the tradition of circumcision. The major Gnostic teachings mixed together, polytheistic divine genealogy that ultimately leads to the idea that secret knowledge will save your soul, not faith in Jesus. So let us open our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 6. We will be starting today's reading in verse 1, and we'll be ending today's reading on verse 10. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, let's start in verse 1. All slaves should show full respect for their masters, so they will not bring shame on the name of God and His teaching. If the masters are believers, that is no excuse for being disrespectful. Those slaves should work all the harder because their efforts are helping other believers who are well loved teach these things, Timothy, and encourage everyone to obey them. Some people may contradict our teaching, but these are the wholesome teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. These teachings promote a godly life. Anyone who teaches something different is arrogant and lacks understanding. Such a person has an unhealthy desire to quibble over the meaning of word. This stirs up arguments ending in jealousy, division, slander, and evil suspicions. These people always cause trouble. Their minds are corrupt, and they have turned their backs on the truth. To them, a show of godliness is just a way to become wealthy. Yet true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. Once again, that was verses 1 through 10 in the 6th chapter of 1 Timothy, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in 1 Timothy we just went over a little more in depth. Are you content with Jesus? That sounds like a simple question, but it cuts into the core of our hearts. Your calendar and bank account reveal your priorities more than your words. We love to say what is most important to us, but most of us have a hard time lining up our actions with our word. These verses remind us that the goal of life is not to make money, the goal is to be close to God. We need more contentment, not more stuff. Anytime we pursue more than what we need, we are causing damage to our souls and enslaving ourselves to our own desires. Money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of much evil, which Paul writes to Thomas from the reading of today in verse 10, so make a commitment to be content. Be content not to win every argument, making a commitment to not squabble over words and meaningless debate. We sometimes want to win more than be caring. Pick your battles and be content. The Bible is not for slavery, but the early Christians weren't ready to start a social revolution, and Roman slavery, while not good, was not the same as American slavery. Paul advised slaves to respect their masters and honor the name of Jesus. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How would you rate your contentedness? How can you have kingdom ambition while being content with attention, appetites, money, and possessions? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.